Colin Quinn is a political satirist who first became known for anchoring Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. Now he comments on the headlines on his Comedy Central program, Tough Crowd. On each edition, Quinn leads a conversation with other comics about the issues of the day. It's broadcast Monday through Thursday nights, right after The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Before we talk about the presidential campaign, here's a clip from last night's edition of Tough Crowd.
Does John Kerry's service in Vietnam make him a better presidential candidate than George Bush?
Well, you know what? Why don't they I wish they would stop focusing on these kind of tangential issues like, you know, who served in Vietnam or who was a chicken deserter, you know? And I wish they would just focus on what matters. I wish they'd focus on what matters, real issues that matter to Americans, like who's got the bitchiest wife or, you know, who smoked pot or, you know, all these things matter.
And they didn't, by the way, they did not, he fought in Vietnam, but they keep leaving out that he didn't actually fight. They just propped him up like a scarecrow to frighten the North Vietnamese.
We call Colin Quinn at home in New York. Now, you're voting for Bush in this election, yes?
So far, I am.
Oh, so you're not completely sure?
Well, I'm not voting for Kerry, but I'm voting for Bush. I mean, last time I voted for Nader. That's the kind of hipster I am. I could vote for anybody. But, I mean, right now, I'd vote for Bush.
Tell me why.
Because I just feel like, I don't know what else he was supposed to do after 9/11 than to, you know, take, like, an offensive move. I just don't understand that I don't understand why Iraq was so wrong yet. People keep telling me how it was the worst possible move and it's a mess. But it's like, you know, the mess didn't start with just us preemptively striking. 9/11 was kind of a thing that had to be reacted to, you know. So, I mean, I'm not saying that there wasn't another probably better way. Yes, if he'd known what Iraq was like, we could have done a better job cleaning it up. But I look at it, I mean, both sides make, you could look at it either way. You could say, well, if we didn't have Republicans with their corporate connections to Saudi royals and corrupt governments, these people wouldn't have had uprising and 9/11 wouldn't have happened, and that makes sense. But you also could say, well, if we hadn't have been politically correct and made the CIA not capable of doing anything in other countries and dealing with, you know, the people that can give us information who would, you know, have to be kind of, you know, shady people, 9/11 wouldn't have happened, and that makes sense. So it's kind of hard for me to really get on any team as far as, you know, I can't get into the righteous indignation of either side. It's tough for me.
What were your thoughts on the Democratic Convention? You watched it?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think was like a high point and a low point?
I thought the low point was the fact that while I was listening to Sharpton speak, and watching all the white people melt and applaud every 2 seconds over his demagoguery and his, you know, just everything he said was so vague, from his immigration points, which made no sense, to his, his accusations of, like, you know, it just seems to me like he got up there and gave that typical, which I know from stand-up, there's stand-up comics that can work the room. All he did was work the room, and if it had been like, I was just imagining the whole time, if it was like a Jerry Falwell or one of those right-wing Christians, how people would have said, oh, my God, you know, he's really a demagogue. He's saying, no, you know, he's just vague, accusatory, you know, hate speech. And yet everybody went, Al Sharpton was brilliant. That bugged me. And, you know, I thought Kerry gave a good speech. But again, it's like, is that really going to happen on a Democratic or Republican watch where the rich stop getting privilege and the poor people get the breaks? It's like, you know, the world has not really changed enough. If anybody could do what Kerry said he could do in that speech, of course, how could you not elect them? But nobody does that, and nobody ever has, because it's systematically impossible. And the world, you know, just doesn't allow for it unless we can floor the human, you know, all the human qualities like greed and stuff. I mean, it's good that you're trying to perfect a society, but suddenly John Kerry wakes up at whatever age he is, and he's outraged when he gets on there. You people are being, like, suddenly he's outraged now. You know, where was he the rest of his life, you know? I mean, but, I don't believe any of these things are that, I don't believe people are that hot and bothered about it. That's why Ralph Nader is the one I kind of always believe, because at least he's been outraged since I've heard of him. He's always been the same. He's always like, you're getting screwed. These other people just jump in during election time, and they're like, you're getting screwed, you know what I mean? And they just, both sides just go to the American people. You people, the American people are not going to fall for this, and it's like, I don't like this kind of sincerity.
Yeah, as a comic, were there any like laugh lines that you thought actually worked during the Democratic Convention, and were there any that you thought really failed and that you you maybe would have liked to work on?
Well, even despite what I said about Sharpton, he does have the funniest delivery, you know. Like, when he says something for a laugh, he gets his laugh, you know. But I mean, like, you know, like, I feel this way about Bush, and I feel this way about Kerry. I feel like whoever writes for them should be ashamed of themselves. Because Kerry's slogan was, first it was bring it on, and then on this one it was America can do better. It's like, come on, you know, can you give them a better slogan than that? It's really horrible. It's corny, you know. They're holding up America can do better, and the part two of that thing, and it's like, you know, who's writing this stuff for these people?
Now, you said that you had voted for Ralph Nader in the 2000 election.
I did.
How come you're not voting for Nader this year?
I'm not so sure. I'm not.
Oh. Why would you vote for him?
Why would I vote for him?
Uh-huh.
Just because I'm outraged that people are so mad that it's, like, so funny because, like, in fascism, you have one person that is your choice. It's so horrible. Dictatorships, you only have one person. And here you have two, one more than fascism. So it's like, you know, that's not good either. So I just hate the fact that everybody's like, hey, we can't have three parties spoiling things, you know. I mean, I understand but that it's close calls, but it's like I wish there was more than just two candidates all the time, you know, because sometimes I feel like what I agree with as far as my, you know, my policy agreements run on both sides, like I'm pro-choice and I'm pro-death penalty. So, like, that's a good example of being, you know, the Democrats would never say pro-death penalty and the Republicans would never say pro-choice, really, you know.
What are your expectations of the Republican convention, and what would you like to see happen there?
At the Republican convention?
Yeah.
I just want them to not, you know, totally make me feel like, ugh, I spoke out that I was on your side. I just don't want them to embarrass me with some awful music from, like, you know, I don't know what kind of music they come up with, but it could be pretty horrific. Or just some, you know, I just hope they get a good speaker. One person that gets up there and kind of, you know, has some clarity, you know, maybe a little bit hip. Is that too much to ask?
My guest is political satirist Colin Quinn, host of the Comedy Central series Tough Crowd. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is political satirist Colin Quinn, host of the Comedy Central series Tough Crowd. He's a former anchor of Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. Now, you know, a lot of conservatives are very anti-Hollywood, and I know you live in New York and not L.A., but you're still part of the show business family. So Hollywood is perceived as very liberal. Being a part of the entertainment business and actually being inclined to vote for President Bush, how do you feel about that that image of Hollywood as being liberal?
It's not an image. They're all liberal. I mean, it's outrageous how liberal it really is. I mean... It's completely liberal. But, I mean, it's not a conspiracy, but they are all liberal, and all TV shows have a liberal bent. And then when something like Fox News comes along, they all get outraged, like, how could they, Fox News, you know, and it's like, hey, it's the one thing that's not liberal. I mean, you know, it's fine. They're allowed to be liberal, but they are liberal. They can't deny Hollywood is liberal. And what bothers me about it is the fact that when they talk about these corporations and exploitation in the Middle East leading to this kind of stuff, they're pretending that they're not part of that with their cultural imperialism that goes all over the world and also infuriates Islamic and fundamentalist-type people, and they're making money off it too. So it's not just oil, it's Hollywood and everything else. So I just don't like when people try to exclude themselves like they're, because they're not these stiff oil guys. They think, yeah, we're part of something. They're playing both sides against, you know what I mean? And I just don't like that.
So do you feel like you're in an embattled minority group as someone who's voting for Bush but in show business?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I don't feel as embattled. I mean, you know, I don't know that that people really care. I mean, you know, show business people are relatively open. Most of the people I know, which is kind of, I feel like it's bad on them, they're just shocked that I could be for Bush. And they look at me like I'm from a foreign planet. Like, they really look at you like, what's going on with him? Has he cracked up? Is he insane? Like, you know what I mean? So it is kind of interesting to see the reaction. It's more one of pity. It's like talking to some friend of yours who went crazy. You know? Is he a Christian? You know? And it's like, I'm none of these things, you know? But it's like, they just can't believe it. They're horrified, and they can't believe it. But they're not even horrified or mad at me. They're just like, wow, you know? That guy went crazy. And it's like, I just feel like if you're a comedian, you should see both sides are hypocritical, and both sides are, you know... Obviously, from history, Democrats or Republicans, society only changes as much as it changes. Neither one of them has that much to do with the economy changing. And, you know, it's like it just bothers me when anybody gets righteous, you know.
How did your family vote when you were young?
Democrats all the way. I'm a registered Democrat.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, well, at least I was. I think I still am.
I'll have to look at my thing, but I've been a registered Democrat my whole life, but I've been voting Republican. I voted for Giuliani, you know.
So what's behind the shift then? If you usually vote Democratic, what's behind the shift to voting Republican in this election?
Well, I maybe it's because, you know, I like to, you know, I just like to mix it up a little bit. I don't like to, I mean, it's not like I'm some hardcore Republican down the line, so it's kind of, it's hard for me to say, I'm voting Republican because they stand for what I stand for, you know what I mean? But it's just that the Democrats, I just feel like, I get a lot of it has to do, and I hate to steal Dennis Miller's life and his opinions, but that's what I'm going to do right now. A lot of it had to do with Giuliani. When Giuliani was in charge of the city, I had to deal with all these people moving, you know, into New York from wherever they're from and getting outraged over police brutality. And meanwhile, the amount of brutality complaints and the amount of deaths by police were down like so much more than they were under Dinkins. Yet the perception was Giuliani's a Nazi. And I saw all these people walking around saying he's dividing the city, like the racial divide had something to do with him and not the history of the country. And so I guess that kind of made me, that made me pretty angry, I have to admit. And it made me even angry when Dennis Miller said it first. But I mean, but that did make me think, wow, you know, like, it just goes to show both sides have their own little, you know, hypocrite. And then I watched people get outraged. If I said I like Giuliani, they were like, what? And I was like, he's done a lot of good, more than most politicians, you know. No. And they're like, he's a power man. And they'd give these vague ideas about how he's repressing New York. And it was like, you know, I don't know. That just, that kind of threw me for a big loop, I think.
So if we were to poll the comedy community, as it were, how do you think the poll would come out?
As far as liberal conservative?
Yeah, as far as this election.
Probably the white and black would be different. If you poll the white comedians, probably 90% of them would be anti-Bush and 10% would be pro-Bush. And if you poll the black comedians, they probably all say, oh, either way, you know, it's going to be white people doing their thing. You know what I mean? Like, most of the black comedians that I hang out with seem to be, you know, of the mindset that, well, this is business as usual, you know.
Well, Colin Quinn, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Colin Quinn is the host of Tough Crowd, which is shown on Comedy Central Monday through Thursday nights after The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.